Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and my guest today is a gentleman who's in charge of all athletics here in Frederick County, Mr. Kevin Kendro. And Kevin, welcome, and it's always a pleasure to talk, and we'll get a chance to, see how Frederick County Public Schools did this past winter season.
Steve, I'm looking forward to it, and while I have this opportunity, I always want to thank you guys for all your support of high school athletics in Frederick County.
We appreciate that, and it's always fun to do, Kevin, and always great to work with you. So let's dive in here to this past winter season, and I know this, and I don't say this lightly, certainly, but it seems like every season and every year, Frederick County Athletics just seems to rise to the top in so many different sports, and this winter season was no exception.
Steve, you're 100% correct, and this past winter season did not disappoint. I know we'll get the opportunity to go over all of our, you know, state champions and all that good stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and start with the wrestling and how we did. We had some state champions, and another aspect that has really taken on again this year was on the girls' side.
Yeah, it was super excited that this was at our county championship this past year. We had the first ever girls wrestling tournament, and we awarded the first ever girls team championship, which went to Tuscarora High School. I know Coach there has done an amazing job, as well as several of our other coaches, of recruiting female wrestlers. And it was pretty neat to watch the finals, you know, two mats side by side, the girls wrestling on the left and the co-ed wrestlers wrestling on the right. And it was, another historic night for Frederick County Public Schools.
Indeed, and that's the second first of the year. We had the girls' flag back in the fall that exploded. What a great time and what a proud moment for Frederick County and for you to have these the girls getting involved with the flag and the wrestling.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're, you know, coming off of the fall season, being the first county to start girls flag football, and then going right into, you know, awarding our first ever, you know, girls individual and team championships was something special. And while I have this opportunity, I will tell you that it's not not formal yet, but it hopefully will be announced soon. But there's going to be a few other school systems that are going to be adding girls flag football next fall. So we're excited that we got it started. We were able to do it the right way. And we're very excited that now female student athletes from other counties are also going to have a new, you know, sport opportunity.
And with the wrestling, we had some, I believe we had two or three state champions on the boys' side.
Yes, we had four. We had Ethan Arneson, Cooper Van Stoop from Middletown, Brennan Considine from Linganore, and Alex Boyd from Middletown. So another tremendous showing at the individual tournament.
Without question. Let's jump to the swimming. And again, we show how well we do there in swimming. And let's talk a little bit about the boys and the girls' side there here in the state, regions and states.
Yeah, let me start off by talking about our county swimming championships. For the past several years, you know, we've continued to break records that have been there for a long time. And this past county championship, we had 11 records, individual records, that fell. And so I know I just actually ordered the new record panels right before spring break. And so, you know, we're excited, but we had teams do well. You know, our Oakdale took home both of the county championships for swimming, but we also had Oakdale and Walkersville bring home regional swimming championships. So, yep. Again, continue to excel in all the sports that we offer.
Well, we certainly have, we continue to strive forward and do so well there, and certainly quite a bit of competition statewide. But Frederick County always takes care of things when it comes to the swimming. Let's look at the indoor track, boys and girls indoor track.
Yeah, again, that is a sport where if you take Frederick County Public Schools, and then you combine Washington County with the CMC, you know, we're pretty, I like to use the word dominant in the state, and we continue to do very well. Coach O'Hara, you know, brought home another 4A boys indoor track and field championship for TJ. Then Coach Lillard won his third consecutive boys indoor track and field championship at the 1A level. And, you know, I'm looking here. I have the sheet in front of me. It's going to be impossible to go through all the names, but we have double-digit individual track and field state champions.
And we've got some standouts, certainly. And I know you, like, we don't want to leave anybody out, but the James Partlow from TJ certainly has taken off this year and not only cross country, indoor track, and I'm sure coming up here in the spring.
Yeah, what a tremendous, you know, young man, and what he did, you know, at the county conference, regional, and state level. Then I know they're not, you know, technically school affiliated, but what he has done too at some of these national events. I mean, he's ranked up there in the top, you know, five in the whole entire country in these distance events. So extremely proud of him.
That question. Cheer always does a nice job in the competitive cheer aspect, and I believe Leganor was right there again.
They are. I mean, I'm not sure how many consecutive winter championships that they have won, but, you know, Amy Rumberg, Gene Davis, and their entire staff out there at Leganor continues. I believe they were state runners-up this year. But, you know, what I love about Leganor cheerleading is they're just big fans of cheerleading in general. And so they want to see all of our teams succeed, whether it's Leganor or someone else. Again, when they're not performing, they are the biggest cheerleaders for our other schools. And so super proud of our cheerleading program, programs across the county. They continue to grow. We've actually invited and we've had Washington County schools compete in our county championships. And next year, I believe, we're actually going to have some schools from Garrett and maybe Allegheny come down for some exhibition performances as well. So another sport that continues to grow, and we just have amazing coaches in that sport.
Without question. I think on the indoor, girls indoor, was Urbana was involved again this year? I mean, Coach Ecolano does an outstanding job down there.
He does. Yeah, they did not bring home a team state championship this year, but he continues to be, and same thing, biggest cheerleader for someone else. And they did win another region championship. We had TJ, Urbana, Oakdale, Tuscarora all win regional indoor track and field championships.
It just, you know, certainly speaks volumes, Kevin. We say this a lot, but for everything combined here in this county, the athletes and the quality of coaches that we have.
Yeah, that's what people always ask why we're so successful. And I think it's because of those reasons you just said. We have amazing coaches, in my opinion. I might be a little biased here, but the best coaches in Frederick County. And then we also have supportive schools and communities. You know, it's very apparent that Frederick County values athletics, and they specifically value interscholastic athletics at the high school level. And so you take that combination of having the best coaches in the state, supportive communities, supportive parents, and just great student athletes. And that's why we continue year after year to have these conversations. No matter what the sport, no matter what the season, we're doing well at the state level. And I like to think, too, it's because we're doing it the right way.
Without question, Kevin, and it certainly pays off. Let's move on. That's certainly a aspect of athletics I know is very close to you. You had a lot to do with getting it here in Frederick County. That's the unified athletics, and it's during the winter, one of my favorites to watch is bocce.
It's one of my favorites, too. And, Steve, I always appreciate that you ensure that there's time that we talk about our unified sports program, because – you know, you were part of it from the beginning as well. And it's one of the best things that we have ever done in Frederick County Public Schools. We had seven of our teams win district championships and advance to the state competition. And then at the state competition, we had TJ and Leganor win their respective divisions and bring home state championships. So right alongside a field hockey, a football, a basketball, a wrestling banner in a gym, when you walk into PJ, you're now going to see an additional unified bocce state championship banner. And when you walk into Linganore, you're going to see a new unified bocce banner hanging, proudly hanging in their gymnasium.
You know, very quickly, what I saw, Kevin, and I know it continues to be the quality of people that you have working with the students and the other athletes that get involved. What a lesson for them to learn and see and be a part of in joining a unified team.
100%. And we have, you know, now that we allow dual sport participation, we have student athletes that are participating in interscholastic sports in this corollary, you know, unified sports program. But again, just like you said, the value of this program for all who participate, you know, the life lessons that are taught, the friendships that are built, I'm not sure there's anything better.
I concur without question. We'll save now basketball. Let's go to the girls' side. Another great year for Frederick County basketball on the girls' side.
100%. I mean, I'm looking at my list here. You know, we continue to bring home region championships, multiple region championships. Obviously, we had the Oakdale girls and Coach Healy advance to the 3A state championships, played a difficult opponent. I know they were down one of their key players who was lost to injury right before playoffs began, but just super proud of, you know, what goes on that court daily throughout the winter season. And no exception, again, we were represented at the state level.
Eden, unfortunately, I got another injury related with Coach Amy Entwistle up at Catoctin and having an injury with there, because they were on a run as well.
100%. I mean, Coach Entwistle, again, we talk about just the quality of coaches we have. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, Coach Entwistle, just unbelievable. And I know, you know, they lost a tough one in the state semifinals at TJ High School, but I know the one thing that those girls left everything they had on the floor that evening. And,
indeed they did, that's another consistent program that we talk about along with Rob Healy at Oakdale and Rachel Easterday at Linganore and Coach Naylor at Frederick. I mean, it seems that the quality there just keeps getting better and better.
Yes, it does. And again, it, like we talked about, the quality of coaches that we have, the supportive communities year after year, and we just continue to get better.
Then the boys on the boys' side, we got a state champion there, and what a year that Coach Hill and the cadets had.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Hill and I, you know, I call him Tay, we go back, both graduated 1997, you know, alumnus of Frederick High School. We all remember what he did on the court there, and now to see him, you know, leading that program, having a child, you know, participating, and what he has built there is unbelievable. And for them to go and capture the 4A state championship was just something special. You know, between watching Oakdale before them and then Frederick play, it was a great night. You were down there of Frederick County basketball. If you look in the stands, you saw that it was not only Frederick and Oakdale fans, but it was fans throughout Frederick County. You know, Coach Hill, his leadership, what he has built, how hard his players play, how much they want to play for him. It was something special. Super proud of Coach Hill.
Without question. And certainly a rivalry that we see every year. But, boy, two outstanding teams and just came up short. Coach Mathis and the Walkersville Lions and Coach Kiming and the Middletown Knights.
Yeah, at that 2A level. I mean, they split during the regular season. You know, I was at that playoff game, went into overtime, I believe, and was shot almost went in at the end of overtime to win it for Walkersville. But, yes, both programs, one heck of a season here. I know we had to go to a tiebreaker to go to the CMC championship, you know, which, you know, both teams could have played. But same thing. Was that TJ the night that they played? Coach Heimick's team, Middletown, left everything they had on the floor that evening and just came up a little bit short. But what a memorable season for both of those programs.
Without question. Looking at the things taking place, and one aspect that certainly the state has done, Kev, that really has made a big difference is the at the website where the schedules are right there, the coaches input their scores, and so everything is set up for you to see how the season goes during the course of the schedule.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, we like to call that a process improvement. I think we're on year two of that now, where everything's more transparent. Protocols are in place for coaches and athletic directors to report scores, and it makes it fun. You know, you can look around and see across the state where you rank, and so it's definitely something, a great improvement. It used to just be done really for football, and now it has expanded to all sports, and rightfully so.
It certainly, as a director myself, Kev, it makes my job a lot easier, and because everything's right there, and the seedings are taken from that, and so it again makes a director's job a lot easier.
It does, and like we're looking for things like we would like to do something similar within our CMC conference too, and so we like say we're going to be borrowing maybe the system that the SSA uses for some process improvement, you know, more locally here.
Do you see anything, Kev? I always like to ask this: anything that's any tweaks to how we go about doing things? Anything statewide? Anything new that they're going to maybe think to put together?
I mean, nothing, you know, sticks out right away. I know I serve on the Board of Control and the Executive Council for the state. And so we're always looking for process improvement. You know, down the road, I wouldn't say it's going to be in the short term here, but you know, potential expansion of athletic opportunity, improved communication and transparency, like we're seeing with the score reporting. The sportsmanship initiative has been huge, and I think we've seen improvements there. There's the ability now for coaches, athletic directors, officials, and administrators to submit a sportsmanship experience survey after every athletic contest. And we use that data shared with athletic directors and principals for improvements and just to showcase all the awesome things that go on. Because I know when we talk about sportsmanship, a lot of folks think negative things, but the amount of positive things far outweigh the negative experiences.
Without question.
And speaking of which, if you don't mind, that was...
Do you see ahead, we're pretty much locked in with the playoff format that's going to everything's going to stay a status quo with that?
I believe so. You know, always looking at tweaks, but the reseeding has been, I would say, people like that to get. I mean, it's the example from the fall, having Oakdale and Linganore play in the football state championship. You know, that's a sign that the system is working.
Without question, and that's what you want to see is the top two teams playing at the end, and I think that you know the state certainly has gotten that where it should be. You know, I heard people talking, and I don't know what can be done as far as during the state semis in the basketball where teams are traveling, but having a school play on their home floor in a state playoff game, you know, I had some people asking that question.
Yeah, I did too, Steve. I did too. You know, that's something that will be brought up within the basketball committee and at the state level. You know, the background is when they moved both the girls and boys championships to Xfinity Center, you know, the cost of the facility, you know, other factors, that's where they've moved the state semifinals to basically regional high school sites. And that's a trend that we're seeing in all sports. But, you know, obviously appropriate folks have received feedback. When I get feedback or concerns, I share that up to the state. And I know that'll be a topic of conversation within the basketball committee.
Indeed, but certainly that was we were down there for the Frederick Wise game, and that is a outstanding facility. I mean, we've been to Blair. That is huge. TJ is another one, but I did not know that the Wise Gymnasium, it holds 5,200 people capacity. That was very impressive.
Yeah, the WISE facility. I know North Point in Southern Maryland also is another facility that is huge.
Questions. Great facilities and certainly showcase schools for those areas and for the state. So I understand the reasoning there. Just thought it, talk about the maybe getting that tweak in there for the future. But Kev, as always, we fly by and mm-hmm. enjoy talking athletics. Always look forward to speaking with you after each season and get to gloat a little bit about and puff our chests out here about Frederick County athletics. But it's always a joy and continued success for you, and looking forward to after the spring season.
Yep, always look forward to this phone call, Steve. I'm going to put one more small plug in here. I failed to mention that Middletown High School won the state sportsmanship award at the wrestling championship.
That certainly doesn't surprise me. And doing it the right way, Kev, that you bring to the table, I think is the model that should be set. Not only do well winning state titles, but that sportsmanship award, I think, is another one that really is maybe just as important.
100%. I mean, that should be one of our team goals when we go into any state tournament.
Again, Kev, thank you for joining me today, taking the time, and look forward to our next chat.
I appreciate, again, thank you for all that you guys do for sports, high school sports in Frederick County. It's appreciated.
Our pleasure. You're listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next week.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com. News Radio 930, WFMD, Frederick.
A Connoisseur Media radio station.
8 o'clock.